Israeli forces have shot and wounded at least three Palestinians during clashes with residents of the West Bank city of Ramallah. Also in Jenin, at least 30 military vehicles stormed a refugee camp and abducted several members of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Demonstrators have taken to the streets in the U.S. city of Seattle to vent their anger over the death of a Muslim teen. Protesters blame police inaction for the death of 16-year-old Hamza Warsame. This comes amid allegations that Hamza fell victim to a hate crime. An African-American man dies in U.S. police custody after officers used pepper spray against him during his arrest. Police officials say they responded to a call about discharging a firearm at a store when they had a short scuffle with a 31-year-old Travis Neval Page. Iran submits to the United Nations General Assembly an updated version of a resolution based on President Hassan Rouhani's proposal for a world against violence and extremism. Iran's human envoy warned against attempts to associate violence with any religion. Ghulam Ali Khosrou said those engaging in hate speeches fanned the flames of extremism. Now, France says a climate deal is to be announced on Saturday as world negotiators continue to haggle over remaining differences. But officials say that a draft deal should be ready for adoption in midday. The UN talks were set to conclude on Friday, but negotiations dragged on beyond the original deadline. In Burundi, police have killed five people during violent clashes in the capital, Bujumbura. The men had reportedly hurled grenades at police patrol following a wave of shootings and explosions. Police say the five were killed when police officers returned fire after the grenade attack.